Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Amen. Good morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're excited to be here this Sunday morning. Amen. And we want to welcome you to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. And we're just thankful for the goodness of the Lord and His touch on our lives. Amen. And anytime we get to join together and just worship Him and open up our hearts towards Him, the presence of God is with us. So this morning, I'm telling you that the Lord is here to touch our lives and to strengthen us. And I thank God that you're here. And we want to just enter into a time of worship. And God is going to move on our behalf today because He loves each and every one of us. Amen. And so we just want to be strengthened in the goodness of the Lord. And I'm just glad that we're open here to have Him move and have His presence here with us.
Came ready to worship the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I just lost the name of Jesus.
Jesus, all my family, I speak the holy name. Yeah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. and all see how great, how great is our God. It's all how great is our God. Sing with me.
Bigger than anything going on. How great, how great are you, God? Lord, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah. hopeless situation, it ceases to exist when you walk into the room. Sickness starts to vanish, every hopeless situation, it ceases to exist when you walk into the room. Sickness starts to vanish, every hopeless situation, it ceases to exist. And when you walk into the room, the dead begins to rise, and there is resurrection light in all you do.
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we just exalt you and lift you up today. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, the goodness of the presence of God. Amen. I thank God for his touch on our lives. Amen. And I thank the Lord that each day he's with us. And each day he loves us, and each day he gives us strength. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall not want.
Amen. Praise God.
There are days that I couldn't move on without his strength.
Amen.
Seriously.
Amen.
We've all had days like that.
Mm-hmm.
That but for the grace of God, we wouldn't have gone out of bed. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But for the grace of God, we wouldn't have been able to go about our day, because sometimes the enemy comes in and tries to attack so much.
Mm-hmm.
But God.
Amen.
He's our strength.
Amen. Amen.
He's our victory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Well, we're just so thankful today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Praise Amen. God. Amen. Well, we had a nice men's breakfast yesterday. Amen. And we spent some time together, and it was good. And so God blessed it, and we're thankful for that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The grandbabies had to go home yesterday.
Oh.
And so they get up, and they're up early, and they want to see Paw Paw and Uncle Baby away to go. And anyway, he starts getting his coat and his shoes. Like, he starts to get in his shoes.
Yeah.
Because the last time he was there, he went to the men's breakfast. So he's like going to the men's breakfast with Paw Paw.
Yeah, and Uncle Baby. He was ready to go.
He was gone, man. Mm-hmm. But we had to break his heart and say, you're not going this time, baby. You got to go home.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So y'all don't know how much Jesus you're putting out there.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. He's five now, but he started when he, did he go when he was four?
Mm-hmm.
He could feel it. Amen? Because he wanted more.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
I don't think I have it. Well, we have the women's breakfast coming up the first Saturday of the month. All are welcome. If you are not on the teaching schedule, come see me if you want to be. You thought, you know what, I've been sitting and I think I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to do this. We want to hear what you have to say because you're going to teach us something that we need to learn. Amen. And so if you want to do that, and for those of you who don't know, we have it first Saturday of every month at 9 o'clock here at the church. We have groups of women that take turns making the breakfast for it. And then a different woman each time leads us in that Bible study. And it's amazing. We love it. So everybody is welcome to come out and join us, except for men, women. Women can come out. They've tried to sneak out a few times. You did sneak out one time on us.
Oh,
did he not? Am I remembering right?
Amen. I had a good time. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. And then we don't forget June 18th. It's a Sunday. We're going to have Mark Dunphy Ministries here doing a tent revival.
They're
for the week.
Tent revival for 1 week, and it'll start on the evening of the 18th, and they'll go through that week, so we should get some final details on that and have that posted out there, and we're going to be believing God to just touch people
Amen.
During that tent meeting. Amen.
Amen. Saved,
Hallelujah.
Delivered, healed, and set free. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Okay, that's all I got.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. So I think, did the children already exit our presence?
The teens.
The teens, hallelujah, the teens can go, and I think the little children are already out of here, so praise God, we're going to just let them go and have a time in the Lord, amen, and then we're just going to look here for a little offering message. We're going to look in Proverbs chapter 3, and it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. And what this talks to us about is that we want to make sure that the Lord is the head of our life. Amen. And we want to make sure that we acknowledge God in every way and that we do things according to the word of God and do things his way. And one of the things that the Lord always encourages us to do is to make sure that we give, amen? And make sure that we're people that give out of our heart and that we purpose in our heart to do things that please God. And when we do that, then he gets to be the orchestrator of our life. He gets to touch every area of our life. And God wants to be a blessing to you, amen? So this is one of the places and one of the areas that God wants to touch for you. He says in the Word of God that he will rebuke the devourer for you and that he'll open up the windows of heaven for you. And he also says in there that he will give you favor, amen? And I tell you what, the Lord will give you favor in all kinds of situations and he'll bring his provision to pass in your life, amen? So this morning we're going to pray over the tithes and offerings. And we're going to bring those forward to give God honor, hallelujah, and just extend another way to worship him. And Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for this time together, God. And Father, we just use our faith right now, Lord. We release our faith. And as we give tithes and offerings, Father, as we sow seed, Father, according to how we purpose in our heart, and you know us, Father God, just like the widow woman who gave her two mites, you were there to bless it and to see and to move in her life, God. And Lord, I just thank you in Jesus' name that you're touching us right now, Father, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, this morning we're going to get into the Word of God. And we're just going to look at some things about foundation and peace. Amen. And we're just going to talk this morning and just see what God has for us today. And we're going to get started in Luke chapter 6. And I want to read to you out of Luke chapter 6 and verse 46. And the Lord is speaking, and it says here, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." We can see in this analogy here that the Lord is speaking about the fact that just like we know that rains and things like that in the physical realm are going to happen, and they're going to come against our homes and the places where we live, and we got to make sure those things are founded on a strong foundation, and we want to do that so that they can weather the storms that come against it. And here Jesus is speaking about the fact that if we will receive him as Lord and Savior, he will be that strong foundation in our heart. He will be that rock and that solid place that our life is built upon. And what happens when we have Jesus as the solid place of our life, we can go throughout this life and battles are going to come our way. We cannot avoid them in life. We cannot avoid the challenges and the difficulties that come with our humanity. But in the middle of those battles coming, when our feet is founded on Jesus Christ, and it's not just a word that we say, but we make the true commitment of following the Lord and letting him be the Lord and Savior of our life, and we're using our faith on a day-to-day basis to let him be the orchestrator of what we do. When we allow God to have that place in our life, then I'm telling you that nothing in this life can come upon us and shake us off of that foundation. Amen? The Bible declares unto us that God is a place of strength for us, and God is a place of covering, protection, and support for us. And he comes upon us in these moments and he strengthens us. And he causes us to be strong. And I just want to talk about the goodness of God and what he will do for us. Amen. Because he is our rock. He is our foundation. And he is the place of blessing for our life. Amen. I want you to know that, and we're seeing this more and more, especially in today's world, even some of the things that we believe in and that we have believed for years, those foundations can be shaken, amen? And sometimes things can change and things can be torn down and disrupted. But what we understand about the Word of God is that he's never going to change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In fact, the Bible declares that even when the world will fall and come into that place of being destroyed, His word will still remain. And it'll still be the place where we get our safety from and where we get the goodness of the Lord from. And I want to read Matthew chapter 16 because Jesus is talking to His disciples and He asks them something very specific. And it says right here in Matthew 16 verse 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that you are John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, being in our life, creates us to stand upon a rock and a foundation of the Word that even the gates of hell can't stand against. And I'll tell you right now that Jesus, as your Lord and Savior, is the source of power, goodness, and peace, and the demonstration of God's love for humanity. Amen? And what this needs to be is Christ needs to be such the solid rock of our life that we just don't move and we just don't change and we just stay committed to knowing that Jesus will help us in every facet of this thing called life. Amen? It says right here in the book of Philippians chapter 4, praise God. It says in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In other words, we shouldn't be anxious in this thing called life. We shouldn't be worked up and stirred up and anxious and worrying every day. We should have a peace about us. Amen. And with prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God and be confident that the Lord your God hears your requests. The Lord your God knows your life. In fact, the Bible says that He knows what you have need of before you even ask. And that when we come to Him, we should come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen? And we should look for His mercy in this time of need. And it says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What does that word peace mean? It means to have an unshakable assurance. It means to have a confidence, a harmony, a wholeness, a completeness, a trust. It's to know that you have welfare and well-being. There should be a tranquility about you. There should be a place of peace and calmness and serenity. Because in the middle of the chaos of life, in the middle of the busyness of life, you can remember that just like the disciples when they were out on the sea and it was raging everywhere and storms were coming up in the boat and waves were coming and they thought they were going to be overtaken, they looked to Jesus and He calmed the storms of life. And He even asked them, where is their faith? Because what He was saying to them is that, do you think I'd ever set you for sail in any direction without me? Do you think I'd ever ask you to take one step in this life without me being there for you. Wow. The peace of God which passes all understanding. Let me tell you something. The peace of God is bigger, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for overcoming my humanity, amen. Praise you, Jesus. But the peace of God is bigger than the things we see. That's why the Bible declares that we don't get shaken by what we see before us, amen. But we look beyond that. We look beyond that. And we have a hope and a strength in the goodness of God. That's peace beyond understanding. Amen? See, that declares that even when we get bad reports in the natural, and we will sometimes. My goodness, sometimes we might get a health report. Or we might get a report about our job. Maybe our job, all of a sudden, they're closing the place down. Or for some other reason, we lose our job. And here we are in these places that the world has caused a disruption. But in those times, we should still have serenity. We should still have a peace, amen? Just like this, sometimes in our, even in our country and in our nation, sometimes we get things that look shook up and look just shaken to us. But thank God that our country's not in charge. Jesus is. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank God that no matter what man does, right or wrong, and I pray that we do what's right, but thank God that what man does, whether right or wrong, we can look beyond that and we can tap into God and we can ask Him for mercy and grace and strength. Amen? Peace beyond understanding. Let the Lord keep our hearts and our minds. Remember, the Bible says that we have the mind of Christ. And the Bible says that we've been renewed and we're brand new creatures in Him. Amen? So it means that we're not no longer subject just to the things of this world. We can tap into the prayer and the place of faith that lets us rise above the frailty of humanity. Amen? Praise the Lord. We're going to look here in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm going to read to you out of verse 10. And this should be, I hope, a familiar scripture to you, but I want to just declare it today. And in Ephesians 6, 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Wow. Isn't it powerful to know that the armor of God and the equipping of God helps you stand against the most powerful enemy you'll ever face? The devil loses his power to come against you when you trust in God. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Remember, he's the prince of the power of the air. Amen? "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Isn't it powerful that in this scripture, first of all, we find out that we can be made strong? We can put on the armor of God. We can have that word and that protection on our life, and we can become strong and strengthened. And it says here that we will be able to stand. We can stand against the enemy, and we can stand against the struggles of this thing called life. And what's so powerful is it doesn't just end there, does it? Because immediately he said, and also make sure you pray for me. And what I want you to know is that in you is not only the strength to stand and protect your own life and stand strong in your own position in Christ, but you have the power to stand for others. You have the ability to pray. You have the ability to be an example. Remember, the Bible even says, hey, we have to be reminded that we need to be able to give an account of why we have hope. I want you to know something, that you have got to maintain your faith. We've got to stand strong in this time more than ever, amen? I declare unto you today that we as Christians got to make sure that our faith is unshakable and that we're willing to stand, because people are going to look to you and wonder how you have peace and how you're able to do what you do in this time. People are going to be able to ask that question and wonder, why are you not shaken? Why are you not fearful? Why are you not feeling the same dread and worry that I feel? And the bottom line is that we have something to overcome that. It's not that we don't feel the things that other people feel, but the Bible says that those afflictions that are accomplished in our brethren that are a part of the world will not be accomplished in us, because we're not relying on ourselves. We have a peace beyond understanding. We have an unshakable assurance in the power and the goodness of God. Amen? I want to just look at some things here and just continue to declare what God is saying unto us. I love that. Finally, my brethren, be strong. Stand. You know, I hate to tell you this, but sometimes in the middle of battles, you've done all you can do. And you have to stand in faith. And you have to walk through some tough times. We have to walk through some hardships in this thing called life. I wish everything lifted in a moment of time. I wish it was all easy. But the truth is that there are some times where you have battles, but you have to stand in faith. That's why we want to put on that armor of God, because we have to stand in faith, and we have to stand in those times of hardship, because the Bible does promise us that in due season we shall reap. Amen? Don't grow weary. Don't get bogged down. The devil would love nothing more than for you to get your eyes off of Jesus and get yourself so focused on the battle that he's put before you that you become shaken in your faith. I mean, the enemy loves nothing more than to get us off track and get us in the negativity and get us into false confession and get us into that mode where we're sitting there thinking, woe is me, and how does this happen to me? And, oh God, what did I do? The devil loves nothing more than for you to start accusing yourself. Remember, one of the number one things about Satan is he's an accuser of the brethren. And there's nothing more that he loves to do than to get you shaken and get you to a point where we start letting vain imagination rule us. We've got to come back to that foundation of Jesus. We've got to come back to some of the things that the Lord has said to us. And I'm just going to look and see just what Jesus has declared and what he said to us. And we're going to look here at John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And Jesus again is speaking to his disciples and to those who loved him. And he says unto them in John chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." Remember, he gives us peace that's beyond understanding. He gives us something that's unshakable and it's bigger than the world's way of seeing things. The Lord will give you a peace that will overcome anxiety. The world will give you a peace that overcomes fear. The Lord will give you a peace that strengthens you in the time of battle. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because the Lord is with me. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You've heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and have nothing in me." Wow, I tell you what, that's my prayer oftentimes. Lord, that if the devil comes looking for me, that he will find no deposits in me that would allow him to take advantage of who I am. I want to make sure that I don't sow any seeds in the darkness, amen? Praise God, that's why we want to live a true, authentic life. We don't want to be hypocritical. We don't want to have areas of our life that we're hiding in the closet someplace that's just a trap for the enemy to come out, look at you. Because Jesus said that the prince of this world cometh and have nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let's go hence. You know, I want to remind you that what this really means is that this, in another scripture, the Lord says that not only does he come for me and find nothing in me, but he says, therefore, I will lay down my life and I'll pick my life back up. Praise the Lord. Jesus went to the cross and was resurrected because he never let this world overcome him. And I know that we can't walk as perfectly in our shoes as he walked, but the Bible says that he lived through this thing called life and sin never overtook him. And I want you to know something, that I pray that we allow our faith to be so strong that sin doesn't overtake us either. That we will rely on Jesus and that we'll look unto our advocate. Remember, the Bible says, sin not, my little children. But if you do sin, you have an advocate in Jesus. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we're in pursuit of the Lord and that we remember without fail that the Lord has left peace for us to have a hold of. And that the peace of the Lord is beyond the natural. And it brings us in to a safe place of God's goodness. It says here in the book of Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to read right here in verse 13. It says, forbearing one another. And forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. You know, we need to be people of forgiveness. And we need to be people of forbearance. Do you know what that word means? It means to be able to be long-suffering. It means to be able to gird yourself up and be able to handle the imperfections of other people with a place of mercy and kindness and forgiveness. Remember the fruits of the Spirit. To be long-suffering. To be kind one to another. It says, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. Perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. To thee which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Remember, the Bible says, be slow to speak and quick to hear. And I believe it says that so that we can hear clearly, but we're slow to speak because we don't want to ever speak in our own fears and our own worries, our own stresses, and our own selves, do we? We want to make sure that when we speak faith by the power of God. When we speak, I don't want to be speaking in the natural realm, do I? No. When I speak, I want to make sure that what I speak is touched by the presence and the power of God. And you have that right and that ability. As a believer, remember, the Lord says that we can ask anything in His name. Wow. Remember, we have the renewed mind of Christ. We don't have to speak out of our own fears and worries and stresses, out of a simple place of humanity, because the Bible even declares about you that you're not mere men. In other words, the Bible's declaring unto you that you are no longer just a natural person on your own power and your own strength in this thing called life. You're more than that. You're born again. You are above and not beneath. You are seated in high places with Christ Jesus, your Lord. In fact, the Bible says that on this earth, you should reign as kings and priests. Remember, we're peculiar people. We're His. We belong to Him. Let the peace of God rule in our hearts. Keep doing the life of faith. The just shall live by faith. We don't live by the natural things. We don't live by what we can see and the things that can overtake us with fears and worries and stresses. We live by the grace and the power of the living God. And we let God keep us and touch us. And we let God move within our life in the way that He wants to move within our life. We're going to look at a very popular scripture here in the book of John, chapter 16. And Jesus says, in John 16, verse 29, His disciples said unto Him, Lo, now speak thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, thou art cometh. Yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. He says, These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Wow. What a powerful word from God. What a powerful word from the Lord Jesus. in this world you will have tribulation. I love God because He's so straightforward and clear. He never hides things from us. He tells us the truth. He speaks plainly. And what I love about the fact that He says in this world you have tribulation, I love what He says after that. He says, but be at peace because I've overcome the world. And what that means is that if the Lord has overcome the world, so will you. Remember, the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And our testimony is going to come because we use our faith and we live this thing called life. And that when challenges come our way, we don't lose our hope. We stand strong in the Lord and we let the power of what God is going to do move on our behalf and come forward and fulfill those places that only God can fulfill. In me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. It's amazing that He defeated everything for us. By going to the cross and by resurrecting, He did everything for us. And He didn't do it in a small way. It says by an abundance of grace, by an abundance of His goodness, by an abundance of who He is, He caused these things to happen on our behalf so that we could walk in the blessing and the goodness of God. Right here in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have an unshakable assurance. We should have a confidence. We should have a knowing that the goodness of God is upon us and upon our life. And we should not be shaken by the things of this world. Amen? We should be strengthened by the goodness of God Himself. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in verse 21, it says, prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly, spirit, soul, and body. You know what I love about this scripture is it lets us know that the Lord doesn't leave any part of our life out, does He? Spiritual, physically, and emotionally, God is there to support you in every aspect of life. And God is there to help you in every aspect of life. Amen? And He wants you to know that you're important enough to know that in all aspects, He puts you in a place where those things are blessings and where those things are the goodness of God. I want you to know that in one scripture, the Lord says, think on these things. Only those things that are good and those things that are above. Amen? In other words, we need to make sure that we rule ourselves well. And that we need to make sure that we put foundations of the Word of God in us so that we have a place to go when things come against us. I want you to know that sometimes when challenge comes your way, I pray to God that you have words in you, like what the Word of God says. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. See, that scripture alone will cause you to overcome some things. I want you to have words in you that says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I want to remind you that the Word says that God knows that he has no negative thoughts towards you, but all his thoughts are good and are able to bring us into a great place. Amen? Boy, I should write out my own notes a little clearer. Praise the Lord. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes were far off are made nigh or near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Isn't that powerful? We once were far away, but now we're made near. I love it that the Bible says we can reach to God who's not far from us. And we can reach out to him in a confidence, amen? And we can have a peace and an assurity that God is with us in everything that we do in this thing called life. And I'm just going to quickly look to one more place here. In the book of Colossians, chapter 1. And it says in verse 18, Colossians 1, 18. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence, the dominance, the ruling place of authority. For it pleased the Father that in him would all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in this earth or things in heaven. Isn't it powerful that the Bible says that even of those things in the future, Jesus has the rule? Praise God. Every day I'm more confident that the most important decision I've ever made, besides falling in love with my babe, woo, that's pretty important. But it's not the most important decision I've ever made. The most important decision I've ever made is letting Jesus Christ be Lord and Savior of my life. Not just Savior only, but Lord. Trusting him. Putting our faith in him. Letting him have the rule over our life. Making sure at this point that we don't just make decisions haphazardly. I want you to know that every time we make a major decision, we put it before the Lord. I think it's interesting because some people might think this stuff is strange, but I wouldn't even go buy a new car without praying and asking God for a clear direction. Praise Jesus. Just don't take things in life whimsically. Just don't be flippant with who you are. Let the peace of God rule your heart. Make sure that we don't make decisions just quickly and urgently without thinking about them. Make sure that when we make decisions, let peace rule. I wouldn't go stepping quickly into anything without being sure that God's with us. Amen? Because in Him is our strength, our peace, and our place of going forward. Amen? In Him we can make sure that we have an unshakable assurance and a confidence that we're going to make it through this thing called life. And I pray that each one of us finishes our course well, and that each one of us hears one day from the Lord, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Amen? That's our goal. That's our focus. We live this thing called life on a day-to-day basis, but we don't ever forget that our set and our mark is far from here. It's to be in the arms of the Lord. Amen? To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Amen? Whoo! Praise Jesus. I liked it because someone quoted that scripture right along with me. Amen? And I saw them do it. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your goodness today, Father. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for peace and assurance in the goodness of God that's on our life. We thank you, Lord, for helping us find what's important on this journey called life, and that's you. The Bible says that it would be terrible to gain the whole world and do many things and see great things without finding Jesus as Lord and Savior. And Father, right now, we put before you Braden, Lord. And Lord, we speak over this accident and this headache, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we ask you to remove all symptoms, Father God. All hurt, all pain, and anything, God, that needs healed, we pray in Jesus' name that you just loose healing upon him right now and restore him 100% to health and the fullness of your goodness and joy, Father. And we pray for this over him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, before we move on, the most important way that we have an assurance in this thing called life that we're going to have peace is that the Lord is our Savior. Amen? And so right now I'm going to ask every person to just bow their head for a moment. And if there's anybody here today that is not saved and that is not confident that God is their Lord and Savior, and that if they left this earth today, they know with a confidence that they'd go to heaven. If you're here today and you're worried about that and you're not sure where you stand with the Lord, just lift your hand. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Well, I tell you what, I'm thankful that all of us are sure of who we are in the Lord and that we're saved. But I'm also going to speak to you guys that are live streaming today. If there's anyone out there, hallelujah, that is not sure and not confident that the Lord is your Lord and Savior, I want you to know right now that all you have to do is just reach towards him. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth and just ask him right now, "Lord, I need you to be my Lord and Savior. I come to you right now and I ask you to help me live this life from this day forward." The Lord hears your words and he hears your heart. And he brings salvation into you. And I just pray blessing upon your life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, I want to thank you for being here today. And I'm liking this weather that we got now. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I want you to go and enjoy it. And I've heard good things about a new restaurant here in town. Hallelujah. That it has good food and it's a place where you can be blessed. I'm going to try it sometime myself. But I just want you to go today and be blessed and have a good and a great day in the Lord. Amen. God bless you.